Hello, this is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and host for your Haywood County Schools Report. So I have the new principal today, Mr. Todd Barbie at Waynesville Middle School. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, so one interesting fact about Todd that I thought we didn't know for a long time, but he's from Stanley County.
Stanley County!
One of my first years teaching, I left Haywood County, being born and raised here and taught there at Stanley. He went to North Stanley High School, and I taught at South Stanley High School. So that was always interesting, isn't it? It's a great place.
Go Comets!
But now you've been in Haywood County how long?
I've been in Haywood County since 2000.
Well, tell us about your background. What got you here?
Well, I was working for the Boy Scouts, and I was running a scout camp in Albemarle, Camp Barnhart, and we were losing Boy Scouts to this place called Camp Daniel Boone, and I had no idea where it was. And so at the end of the summer camp season, I came up to see what was going on at Daniel Boone, and there's no way we could offer what Daniel Boone does. So I put in for a transfer and got a job with the Daniel Boone Council and worked up here for a year and ran Camp Daniel Boone. And I just, I repaid my debt to scouting. I enjoyed my time with them, but I really missed being with the kids on a daily basis. And so I went, started teaching at Canton Middle School in 2001. And I was an exceptional children's teacher, loved those kids, and I taught for 6 years and coached, and then when I decided to go into administration, I was lucky enough to get picked up by Mr. Miller at Pisgah, and I worked with Mr. Miller until he retired, but I was at Canton for a total of 5 years at Pisgah for a total of 5 years as assistant principal, and got to work with Mr. Haney and Mark Shepard and Heather and Sean Paris and, Casey Crook now and Byron. I mean, a lot of administrators, went through Pisgah. So it was a great time. I left Pisgah and was 2 years principal at North Canton, North Canton Elementary, and then moved to Canton Middle, back to where I taught, and was at Canton Middle for 4 years, and then the opportunity to go to Waynesville came open, and it was something that I just felt called to do, and very happy I made the move.
Yeah, we're glad to have you there. And one thing, having been at Pisgah and talked to a lot of kids, they love you. They always talk about you, and I think that's something that, you've always set your apart by, and the kids always, he's so much fun. He loves us. He talks to us. So I want the listeners to know that. You're a kid person.
Well, you got to be. I mean, parts of our job are uncomfortable, but I'm very lucky. I have a very short memory. So, that kid that you have to correct on Monday, they still need your love and support on Tuesday. And they need it on Monday, too. But kids, this is why I do what I do, because get to see kids every day. It's the best job in the world.
Well, it shows. So, Waynesville Middle, you've been there a couple of months. You go into Waynesville Middle. What are some things you see right off the bat? You're like, wow, this is a special place. I love it here.
The teachers are so invested in Waynesville Middle. Not a knock anywhere, but they are Mountie through and through. They want Waynesville Middle to be the best at everything that we do. They work hard. We just got done looking at some data. They took it on the chin. They were like, ouch, this hurts. How can we be better? And Dr. Bill, I think he says, critical conversations without blame.
Absolutely.
And that's the way we started our meeting is, we've got to have some tough conversations, but we're not blaming anybody, but this was last year. How can we get better? And those teachers are very invested in wanting to get better. It's just a great school. Everybody there has been just the community, the kids, the teachers have been very open and welcoming to me. I just very lucky to be there.
Well, I know one thing you told me too when we were talking, you said, a school that size, that how impressed you were, they know their kids.
Yes, they, we're typical middle school concept. We operate in teams, and I want parents that are listening, middle school, and there's 805 kids at Waynes Middle. True, there are, but the teachers know their kids, and they they know what their strengths are, their weaknesses are. We're constantly assessing our students to change, you know, to meet their needs. If they need extra help in math, and we change their jumpstart group, reading. And reading, you know, if it's decoding, they're in a certain jumpstart group. If it's,
right.
you know, comprehension, they're in another jumpstart group. It is large, but the way it's organized,
they're still individuals.
The kids are still individuals, and our teachers they work hard to know our kids and to do what's best for them. So it's a great place to be at.
Well, I know you've been impressed since you've been there, and that's awesome. Where do you see it going? What are some things you already think? Wow, we need to. Here's where we're headed.
Well, you know, it's a great thing being a brand new principal, because it's your vision. It's what you
right.
And everybody that I've come in contact said, well, you know, this is what we used to do, but hey, where do you want us to go? So I've really enjoyed that. You know, I would really like to increase our focus on academics. Athletics are great. I'm here because of athletics. You know, if it weren't for athletics, I would have been in trouble a lot more than I was. But you know, our athletics is great at Waynesville Middle. But, you know, when it boils down to it, you know, what are we doing to prepare kids for the future?
Right.
And, you know, so I want to increase our focus on academics. And we're doing that just in our daily work with our kids and our conversation with our teachers. We've changed our PLCs, how we're doing that. We're looking at individual student data now a whole lot more. Want to increase our community involvement by having our getting parents in our building more. Parents, you're always welcome to come anytime. We'd love to have you come in, sit in a class, walk through school. We just ask you to check in at the office, get a visitor's pass. And, you know, it's not some secret clandestine thing we're doing at Waynesville Middle. We're teaching kids, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. With our increased focus on academics, we want to bring that to the forefront of things that our kids see. We're going to have academic assemblies every 9 weeks. We're going to recognize our A honor roll, B honor roll, our perfect attendance. And then, you know, one of the things I'm extra excited about is each teacher is going to recognize a star student. Somebody that just comes to class every day with a great attitude, a smile on their face, that has those kind of personality traits we look for in our Mountaineers that are just great students. They'll be able to recognize those students as well and be able to say a little bit about them. And we're going to invite our parents to those, so it will not just be just the kids there. If your child is going to makes A or honor roll or B honor roll or a star student, you'll get an invite, so you'll be able to come. And we're gonna have a special place for our parents to sit, so you know, you won't be crowded on the bleachers. And but it's going to be really nice, and we just want to make it nice for our parents, because it's not you know, Todd Barbie school. It belongs to our community, and we want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah, and I think throughout this recording, that's what I've heard you say, kids mm-hmm. and parents and community. So a lot of exciting things going
sure.
on there, and we got to wind it down now. I know you've got a couple of APs. You got about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Tell us about them.
We have Mr. Hinkleman, who's coming to us from South Carolina. He worked for the South Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Very excited.
Awesome.
We're sharing him with Gina Luska. And then Miss Jackson, who is from Indiana, she's taking on a lot of responsibility, doing a great job. So
awesome. Right. Okay, we could talk longer. Gotta go.
Okay,
thanks for coming in. And this is Jill Barker. Again, have a wonderful day, Haywood County, and thank you for joining us for the Haywood County Schools Report. Todd Barbie, have a great year.
Thank you.